I'm Blanks.
Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, we're here.
And
this
I came
morning.
With my mommy. What's happening?
Oh, there we go again. Father Lord, help me.
He's helping.
Deliver
he helping.
Me.
That's why he sent me with all my gorgeousness.
Which father sent you?
Heavenly Father.
Sent you to me.
All right, good morning, Lagos. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning and welcome to What's Up, Lagos?
That's who we are every single day, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We hang with you here in grand style. Her name is Marianne Okon. She is beautiful. And I don't have to say that much. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H. I'm the background to the ground.
Hey, God. Rhymes, the rhymes. They're going to kiss somebody today. But it's the background to the ground. Hey, God. Are you grounded?
Don't let your background put your back to the ground.
Hey, God. Chuma, they are trying to take your position.
Did you hear one motivational speaker that was beaten in Kenya? He said, look at you. I started this poultry. Small. I started with a feather. They rushed him.
Come on.
They rushed him. You started with the feather. What did you do with the feather? No, the
feather grew.
The feather grew.
And it grew.
Look at me now. I have a poultry.
The feather laid eggs.
I have a poultry now. I started with the feather.
Okay. As usual, we always tell you, we're the paid noise makers on Nigeria Info. Yes. Anybody else tries it, they suck there.
Yeah,
see, us, you know, our duty is to just disrupt this place.
I started rubbish English. Can we change now? Yes. Good them. Yeah, we are back. All right, this morning we're going to be sound enough. We normally do this every morning. Sound off is a portion of the show where we get to talk about things that is paining all of us together, but we choose to be the ones to say it for you.
Yes.
Yeah, in style, because we are the ones that will get in trouble if we say it wrongly. So you just listen. I won't even entertain messages after this.
No calls.
Just listen to mommy and daddy. All right.
Hey, Willie.
We're done.
This is sound off.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give a date.
All right. Yeah, I love that. I love that when she does that. She does many things that I really like. I can't tell you everything.
Who's she?
You are.
What?
You're the shit. I like when you do that. You're the one that gives me the what's up, is the background that helps. Okay, now let's face.
Hey, whatever you're on, I think I need it.
I'll give you some. Change my suppliers of Eba. All right, so let's get to it this morning. Now, bandits in Niger State threatened to marry off a 21-year-old woman abducted from a community in the state if her parents do not pay a ransom of 1.7 million naira. 1.7 million naira. Yes, that's about $4,000 or $3,000 thereabouts. 1.7 million naira they didn't if they don't pay. And the terrible thing about this is that these people have no parents. They are orphaned. But that's not a case for now. It will be recalled that some persons were kidnapped along the Tapila Gwada Road in Shiroro local government area last Saturday, and the victim was one of them. Well, during the raid of the community, which is just 30 minutes from Minna, so it's not like one obscure part of Niger State, some residents of Tapila were able to escape shortly after they were abducted by the bandits. However, an unconfirmed number of people were taken away and remain in the custody of the bandits. It was learned that the bandits, who initially demanded 2 million naira, they brought down the price to 1.7. And they said, see, if you don't pay for this girl, this 21-year-old girl, we will marry her off. You people remember Chibok girl, Sabi? We'll marry her off. If
and
you don't,
the Dapchi girl.
Yes, one of our guys likes her. If you don't pay, and the brother the family, they were all weeping and they were begging, where will we get 1.7 million? We don't have, we're even orphaned. We don't have anything. Please let this girl go. Don't destroy her life. And what did this girl do? She was just traveling in Nigeria, 21-year-old, last Saturday. Now imagine what she's been through, what she's going through, what her family is going through, what is going on right now. It's fine.
I'm trying to get my words together so I don't say the wrong thing. It's despicable that we're still having these conversations. It's quite unfortunate, let me start on that premise, that you leave your house in this country and you're not sure that you get to where you're going to safely or even get home safely. Because, not because you're afraid of a car accident, mm-mm, not because you're afraid that your village people are after you, mm-mm, not because that you're afraid that, you know, the people that you owe and your debtors are going to come after you. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's because your country is not safe. It's not secure. Our security apparatuses have been overstretched.
Yes.
Government has told us that, you know, they're doing all they can. They're on top of the matter. They'll leave no stones unturned. In fact, certain governors have... the IGP of police has told us that he's putting up a watertight security across, you know, all parastatals, you know, sensitive places, you know, across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you cannot leave your house and get safely from one place to another. Mm. Unfortunately, because bandits...
Have taken over
parts of this country.
Yes.
It's all, very sad.
Every part of the country.
It's very sad.
Let me even add salt to this injury. Now, they asked the bandits asked the parents of the girl, she's identified as Deborah, to pay, don't just pay us 1.7 million. No. You pay us 1 million in cash, then use 750 to buy us a bike. They want, specifically how they want.
And so you see, we're one way or the other funding insecurity.
Yeah.
We're funding it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
For every time we're paying these bandits, these terrorists, to one way or the other free our family members and our friends, we're aiding and abating terrorism. Unfortunately, we cannot say with all amount of, you know, certainty that we have a government that's decisive enough to put an end to this. Because whether it comes in shades of kidnapping, whether it's abductions, whatever we want to call it, it's terrorism. We're funding it with our monies that people should use to pay school fees, monies that we use to pay, put food on our table, while putting it together to give to terrorists still continue terrorizing us. Yet we have a government.
Also remember that there's a law that says if you pay terrorists, if you pay them, you could go to jail.
Sorry, where are the people that are supposed to make sure that that law is carried out? Mm-hmm. Are they sleeping? Because Nigerians have been saying it on the news that they are paying with terrorists. We've been paying terrorists every single day in millions to free professors, to free people who
don't
train our tactics.
Terrorists.
Those who have been freed, what have we been paying them? Gas?
Is unconfirmed.
What are we paying
these are
them?
Confirmed reports.
Are we paying them Akamu?
We don't.
Is this a joke?
No. See, the government only took the wife of a terrorist to go to the hospital to give birth.
But we don't negotiate with terrorists. We even made sure we flew her in a chopper.
No,
we taxpayers' money.
Yes, so that she would deliver, so that they won't, you know, there won't be collateral damage if they go to the place that they.
We made sure that we took care of her, kept our own side of the bargain, hoping that the terrorists will be. A lawyer and a decent person.
They deceived the government now.
And we're very proud to open our mouths and tell the press that a government of a country as big, as powerful on the continent of Africa, a country like Nigeria, is being deceived by a terrorist, one man.
You know, terrorists are very honest.
What a shame.
You know, terrorists are very honest.
Shame on whoever spoke on behalf of the government and said that we were being deceived by a terrorist. But yet, it was okay for you and convenient
to do your part.
Do your part. We taxpayers' money, because it's not your money. It's our money.
It's not your money.
You didn't bring any money to that office. It is our monies that you're using to service the wife of a terrorist. Yet,
nothing.
Innocent Nigerians are in custody.
Yeah.
They are using their own monies to pay.
Yeah.
To make sure that they free their family members.
This,
but you are sitting there and telling us.
Oh, and this orphan family, this 21-year-old, they don't have mama, they don't have papa. Now they are negotiating with the brother. The brother was weeping. They were talking on the phone for more than an hour. I'm talking to terrorists for more than an hour. Nobody could trace anything. Now 1.7 million naira, 1.75, because the bike is 750,000. They want 1 million. million naira in cash. They also want them to pay for the person that will come and bring the money to them. So the extra cost is not their business. Now, I'm appealing to the government of this land. This girl is traumatized already. She might be one person. It might be just a statistic, a number, but it sends a great message out there. Can we save this family and many other families and do something right? Since last week, a young lady is in incarceration. God knows what she's going through. How does she sleep? How does she wake up? 1.7 million naira that they don't have. We're starting off this morning with very, very heavy hearts, and we're saying, can someone do something? This is money at the back of someone's pocket. If you can help us get this done. I don't know how you did the other people. Some people needed 100 million naira. This is 1.7 million, and this girl is there. Her life must mean something. Please do something about this. Her life must mean something. Yeah?
It must mean something.
And the family, orphan kids, their mama and papa don't die. They are by themselves, and yet they're negotiating 1.7 million. What would it, even for people in the studio here, 1.7 million naira, it's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
It's a big deal.
An absolute big deal.
Talk less of someone in one rural community who has...
Who's trying to get by.
Trying to get by. And that was Sound Off this morning.
Yeah.
Let's go in a bit.
All right, 23 minutes, I beg your pardon. Gone past 10 o'clock hour. It's time for us to launch our topic for discussion this morning. Now, if you were given the opportunity to be a Nigerian president for 7 days, what would you be able to complete? And no carryover after 7 days.
What will you complete?
What will you do and make sure you complete
days.
In
Finish
7 days?
In 7 days.
Eh? Think about this. Marinate. We'll be back. I'll take you to Lagos. If you were a Nigerian president for 7 days, seven whole days, what exactly would you undertake? What would you complete in 7 days that we would say this was your scorecard for 7 days? And you can't carry over.
7 days. Don't
start
tell me
and finish
I want to
in 7 days.
Building an overhead bridge. Mm-mm. Or I want to construct 17 power. I want to buy 17 power turbines. Mm-mm. I want to dig borehole in every household. I want to make sure that. What can you start and finish in 7 days if you were president? What will you do? Maybe not start and finish. What those decisions you can make and complete in a week?
In 7 days.
Yes, think about it. The problems of Nigeria are a lot. So what will you do?
Too numerous to begin to go through. But join the conversation this morning, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp 01465-7190. And you can call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. On WhatsApp, you can send us a message. Somebody has started sending us a message already. We're going to read very funny message, and then we'll go to the phone lines, all right?
This one says, what's up, Lagos? I will jail, sentence, and execute many public office holders that have stolen or misappropriated funds while in office. Philip AJ. So you will do it extrajudicially, Abby?
Exactly.
You just carry people and shoot them. Oh, Father God, you are listening. This person wants to.
You know that the rules, the regulations, the laws.
So really, you need to do a
legal. There's a modus operandi.
Well, if your type is you want to be that despot.
Are you going to be a dictator?
So in 7 days, you just carry gun. Hey, soldier, follow me. Let's go. Toll gates, kill them. Hey, let's go. Barracks, kill them. If that kind of ruler you want to be in 7 days, well, AJ, Philip AJ, I know that's not what you want to do. So let us know what you do in 7 days. 7 days to solve the problems of Nigeria.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos! Yeah. Who's
just
speaking?
Alive.
Who's speaking to us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir. What's your name?
My name is Paul from Egbeda.
All right.
Okay, Paul.
Go on. What will you do in 7 days?
If I am the president of this country for 7 days.
Yes, sir.
I will declare state of emergency and insecurity.
Okay.
I will pay the lecturers as we resume work immediately.
Okay.
Where will you get the money, sir?
We will get the money. Let him finish.
We have the money from the sales of oil on daily basis.
Go on. What else?
I will also sack the governor of Central Bank.
Okay.
I will also make sure that Agbero does not exist again.
In seven days,
I will give a marching order to remove all Agberos from all garages in Nigeria.
Hmm. What will you put in place of the Agberos? Agbara? Hmm.
We have a functioning garages and government facilities that are supposed to collect money from transporters. So those facilities must put at work and they will resume and become effective immediately.
Okay, please let me know when you're contesting.
All right. Let's go. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch right. to life.
What's your name, sir?
Hello?
Are you there?
Oh, maybe we lost that call. What? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name,
sir?
I'm Austin. I'm calling from Aja.
All right, Austin. Go ahead. 7 days. What will you do?
I will just call off the strike.
Okay, you just call up the strike and say, strike, call up.
I'm telling you, that is just what I will do with the 7 days.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to ask, do you know why the strike is there? It's money, because you have to give them money. You can't go call up strike.
Commander-in-chief of the Armed Forces. Me, I won't even let anybody negotiate for me. I say, hey, Asu, come to my ass. What do you want? What do you want? Take it. Take transport fare. After giving them what they want, I give them transport fare.
Turn off your radio, please.
Or move away from it.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Come on, let's.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
Yes. The very first thing I should have done is for me to make sure declare emergency on security.
Okay, how will you do that? Let's get the specifics. You will stay in
all America? Right, I just declare emergency of security, all right? Then I make sure that I put on the caretaker, either ex-commissioner from police or the Navy.
Okay.
Then they take off that.
Okay.
Then the next thing is for me to make sure that my judiciary must make sure that I be in order.
Okay.
The judiciary system must be in order to arrest the issues of whatever people have been in the government.
Okay.
All right.
Then the next thing is for me to make sure that stepping into the education sector also declare it as emergency in order to make sure that I put things in order, in order to make sure that bring back our hope in our education system.
Okay.
Are you with me?
All right.
So with that, by special grace, then we went out to look into other activities in the states and as well as the foreign affairs.
Okay. All right. So state of emergency in education and security. After that,
he will look into states. Sir, you are not the president. You are the president. You are elected as the governors. The governors have sovereign power over their states. You cannot tell the governors what to do.
The commander-in-chief of the armed forces has some say.
But you see, legally, and you know, from going by the books, he cannot force the states to do anything.
Well, I think
being president or not, as the power that he has as an elected president, commander in chief, the governors also have that sovereignty.
But they don't have sovereignty. A governor cannot.
They
have
that power over their state.
No, not.
Let's go back to our.
When there is president.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that the president does not have the powers to force state governors to do anything.
No, he can't force them to do anything, but I'm saying that he is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
He can declare a state of emergency across the country, but he's saying he wants to look into what's happening in states.
He didn't say we'll change it. He didn't say we'll arrest the government. He said we'll look into what's going on in the state.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Yes, stretch to life.
Yes.
Good morning. What's
I'm
your name?
Chidima.
Chidima.
Chidima is a woman. Welcome.
Thank you.
Chidima, welcome.
If I'm made the president of this country.
For 1 week.
The first step I will take, I will arrest all those in the Senate.
How?
All of them.
You will just say, Senator, you're under arrest. For what?
For what?
Okay, what's your offense?
All of them will be rounded up.
How?
Now, they are six months salary All the money they are taking for upkeep and all that, they have to put it down first of all.
You take it back.
Wait, let her finish.
Hello?
Yes,
yeah, we're listening. Yes, yes, yes.
We're writing, Sev.
They will round them up. No one will escape.
Yes.
They must put those money down.
Okay.
All the money they have collected for 6 months.
Or else.
I'm even pitying them for six months.
6 months. You would have done
then
2 years.
Then they have to drop it down.
Okay.
Then, that money, I will call the ASU and pay them. They should resume work.
Hey.
Then deep.
I will
deep.
Face security.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have 7-point agenda that I will not be able to.
You do want
security is the third thing I will do. Thank you.
Chidimma for president.
Chidimma.
Hey, Chidimma. Hey, Chidimma. 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 Hey.
No, leave
that. I will buy form for you now.
That's a manifesto.
Sorry about that.
My God.
Chidimma said she doesn't want 7 points. She wants one.
All your money, 6 months, bring it now. Put it on this table now. Otherwise, Kane.
I like how dictatorial Chidimma is.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
I will first of all.
You first tell us your name, Koboko.
Koboko.
Koboko. Gwanya Hagi.
Koboko, the communication from Waterfarm.
Go on, then. Go on.
I will give Nigerian youth 1 million for mechanized farming. I will remove all the Lagos arboro to former federal secretary Ikoyi. I give them skill acquisition. I will decongest Apapa to One and the Warri Port. I will now use Tukano and the first Boko Haram for insecurity. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
We are here. Yeah. We are writing.
I will now exhume. Is it exhume or extract or remove?
Exhume.
I will remove that in a way that is useless to us from the jail. To Kaduna.
In seven days. Koboko, in seven days.
I will do it.
How will you do it?
Go on, let him finish.
So just it. Now, concerning the Abro in Lagos,
Abro,
I will not give them skill acquisition and money. Remove them from the road. First stop.
Okay, put them in the car park.
It's like I'm losing my thought because you are asking me, so what will I do?
Sorry.
I'm losing my heart.
Sorry.
Because I have lost my thought.
President Koboko.
Koboko for president. Excuse me, uncle.
In 7 days.
How do you think that all the Agbro will come and see you in
seven days? He said he remove all the you Agbro. He will exhume the rail line. In 7 days.
Let us see if we can exhume the rail line.
All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Abdulkadir is my name from Lagos Island.
Abdulkadir, go ahead. What will you do in 7 days if you were president?
Well, first of all, I'll become a dictator.
Hey!
That's one. Then I'll tackle with corruption. I'll tackle corruption to the best people.
I'll make sure that corruption
and corruption is not going to fight back.
A dictator fighting corruption. Go ahead.
Secondly, I'll make sure I revive the economy of Nigeria.
So will you switch the system of government? Because you can't be a dictator in a democracy.
I'll use a unitary system of government.
This is manifest. Okay.
And the last one is I'm going to tackle insecurity.
Okay.
I'm going to tackle security.
How will you tackle insecurity?
There's a set of emergency in every part of the country.
Okay.
And what's it called?
Curfew.
Making sure that I ensure that all the roots of terrorism are occulted from the roots.
In 7 days.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Is this possible?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Abdulkadir. Thank you very much for calling.
I like the one you said, first you will be a dictator. Because
I just have to put it out there, guys. If I must do anything, I have to be a dictator.
I'll be a dictator.
There is no democracy.
Because I'm not following rule of law or anything. I'll just be a dictator first. You guys accept me as a dictator first. A good dictator, Robin Hood.
44 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. In case you're just joining us, we're asking, if you were the Nigerian president for 7 days, what would you do and complete in 7 days? Not the one you can carry over.
No carry over.
In 7 days. Start and finish in 7 days. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otono?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
How are you?
I'm very well, fine.
Oh, my God. Where are you calling from, Joy?
I'm calling from Ongombo.
What's your blood group? But go ahead. I'll find out later. Go ahead. What would you do in 7 days?
Okay, in 7 days.
Yeah.
If I was the president of this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'll make sure I bind all those Yahoo Yahoo pastors. In the first place.
You will bind them?
Yes. I'll fish them out.
Okay.
I'll bring them out.
Okay. That will take time,
It will not take time, by the grace of God.
Amen.
Two, I'll make sure there's no Yahoo Yahoo. Yahoo in this nation, Nigeria.
In seven days.
Okay, go on.
Possible, by the grace of God.
Amen.
Then secondly, I'll make sure that there is nothing like bandits and all those unknown men.
Okay, we'll change their
nothing
name.
Like that.
We'll change their name. We'll change their name. You want to get all of them? You arrest all of them?
I'll fish them out. I'll make sure I bring them out.
In 7 days.
I'll make you fishers of men.
Don't forget to add by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
I'll make sure they will pay for the pains they have caused all the family in this nation.
They will pay back, yes. Mm. Those that kill somebody, they will bring back the life of their father.
Joy, stand of you by the grace of God. All right.
By the grace of God.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, yeah, if that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Benny, calling from Austin.
All right, Benny. What will you do in 7 days as president?
Actually, I'll just eradicate the project.
You will what?
This urgency, this Boko Haram issue, I'll solve it once and for all.
How will you do it?
In 7 days?
Yes.
I just spread my tentacles.
Tentacles.
Pshang.
That's Spider-Man.
Yes, easy, to be honest.
Okay.
Thank you. I love your program.
I love you too for calling.
Love you. See, we didn't think of tentacles.
He will spread his 36 tentacles.
Plus FCT.
Plus FCT.
We didn't think of tentacles. Who am I?
Tentacles.
So see, this is not just us just doing this. The federal government, people who have agents, you are listening. If you spread tentacles, insecurity is gone. If you become a dictator and go around, if you, by the grace of God, everything's sorted. These are the solutions.
You can also catch Yahoo Yahoo pastors and Yahoo Yahoo boys by the grace of God.
Oh, God.
You are so smart.
Simple solution.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Go. We pursue you now. Stop it.
Can we do it again, please?
Show me some life.
Come on. What's up, Lagos? Come on.
What's up, Lagos?
All right, go ahead. What will you do in 7 days as president?
My name is Amara. I'm a Butemeta.
Amara, welcome. KKD.
Okay. If I be president in this country, Nigeria.
Seven days. Yes.
First of all,
go down.
I'll go and look everybody record. All these criminals that have dropped our money.
Yes.
They will be bringing all the money out.
Okay.
All the money from A to Z.
Okay.
Both people that have dropped 1.2 billion.
Yes.
All of them. They'll arrest all of them from A to Z. All the money.
They'll bring it out.
Okay. They'll use it and start asking problems. And all the senators, they will bring all their money down. They will remove 80% of all their money they are paying everybody.
Okay.
They will increase it to teachers,
and
doctors,
and lawyers.
Everything.
Okay.
And senators.
Okay.
Their salary will come down. So there will not be rushing to be sent into all this.
So it's minimum wage now that they will be collecting.
You collect small money.
Yes, everything will cut down to 80%.
80%. Yes.
80. They will cut it down.
Yes.
So they will increase teachers, salary, doctors, other ones go up.
Okay.
Police, army.
Police. Okay.
So it's those people supposed to be collecting money, not this senator.
Very
man, it's what I would do for the president.
All right, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your interesting perspective.
Very simple.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Chess to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Hi, good morning, Mariana. Chess in the building. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Okay, my name is Black Diamond. I'm calling from Ijora.
All right, Black Diamond, tell us, 7 days, what will you do?
If I happen to be the president of this country for 7 days, the first thing I would do is to first invest in our armed forces. Like the army, the navy, and also the air force.
Okay.
Even if our local detectives, like the police and the rest, I'll make sure I invest on them. Make sure I get them. They tag, well, maybe say they will use fight terrorism.
AK-91, sir. AK-100.
Yeah. Because security is the main issue right now that is disturbing this country. All so right. After that, I'll make sure I install CCTV camera.
Everywhere.
Let me say, mostly all the states in this our country. Then from there, I'll make sure that the armed forces men they embark in a war against terrorism.
Okay.
For life.
All right, we gotta go. Thank you so much for your message. Well,
we got a break. We'll go and come back when we get back.
Yes.
We got messages here.
We'll take just one message before we go for that.
Okay, let's read a message here. This one says, if I become president, I would declare state of emergency by creating a 37th state and naming it emergency. Then I will move people who want good life to the state of emergency. Thank you. Good morning. you create a state.
Is this a plane?
Serious.
What type of playing is
you
this?
You create a state of emergency.
That's the state called emergency.
We got messages here. Do we have
We got to go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more of your messages and, of course, your thoughts. Stay with us.
Just what's up, Lagos? We got to run. I got many messages right here to read. Let me see how many I can take. I will make executive order 1. No political office holder can receive more than 50 times of his minimum wage. All political office holders will have their children schooled in Nigeria government schools and undergo medical treatment in Nigerian government hospitals. I will privatize Ajaokuta Steel Complex and all our refineries to Dangote and other successful industrialists. Izuchukwu from Ikeja. Izuchukwu, thank you. That will be your solution. Good morning. This one is not for us. Let me read this. All right. This one says, Francis from Orule is your name here. You got a lot you want to do. Let me see how many I can take. I'll become the president for 7. If I become president of 7 days, here are the things I'll do. Visit all pending cases in court and ask lawyers and judges to see to it. Some innocent people are rotting in jail. Put bills to reduce the cost of governance and reduce salary of and excess benefits of the judiciary and all other government workers. Cases of snake and monkey stealing money and all the 18.9 billion naira for grass clearing. Put bill forward to reduce the age of those seeking for government offices from 65 years and above should be considered too old. Increase salary of teachers, lecturers, and security personnel. There's so many of them coming in. What's up, Lagos? 7 days as president of Nigeria, I will ensure there is another 1 week for PVC registration. Also, I will necessitate a review of prisoners without any official file against them. Chidera from Sululele.
Real Sululele.
I have a lot more. This was a people that have been there since forever. What have they done? So what miracle can I do in 7 days?
Your pessimism is on another level.
What's up, Lagos? If I were president for 7 days, I'll make a decree and suspend the constitution. This will enable me extend my tenure beyond 7 days. This guy is it. And thus I will be able to do everything I want to do. So even with this,
you're part of the problem.
You will increase it. Let me see if I can rush one if I bite my tongue. Good evening. This is not good evening. This is
it's
good
morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm Chooks from Ikorodu. I will do this in 7 days if I'm elected as president to see God's face for mercy and forgiveness in 3 days for Nigeria for fasting. Eh? 4 days remain. Will be to praise him, to give him wisdom.
What's the difference between this person and Joy? Joy, by the grace of God.
By the grace of God, I'll take care of all your hoop boys. I will sack all security chiefs and appoint new ones. Sign executive orders to unbundle power transmission and grant local government autonomy. Elijah says... I can't read Elijah's
message. Elijah, your message is too much.
We gotta go.
We have to go for a quick break and bring you the news at the top of the hour. On the other side, we'll be talking about loan apps and how they're fleecing the poor people in Nigeria. My guest is standing by already. Stay with us.
All right, 10:11:04, and we're on the second segment of the show. We got lots for you, but this is something you would love to listen to, believe me.
But before we go into that, we want to quickly run through the messages from the other segment, and then we'll get into the loan shark situation. Yes, we have loan apps. So lots of people are, you know, going on these loan sites and asking for monies. But then we're going to be looking at some investigation that went in on this particular one.
All right, reading messages that were sent on WhatsApp. I'll sack all security chiefs and appoint new ones. Sign executive orders to unbundle power, transmission, and grant local government autonomy. What's up, Lagos? If I dare for the situation, if I reach my bus stop, I go jackpa. That's what one person is saying he will do. As president, he will jackpot. Good morning and what's up, Lagos? In seven days, if I'm president, I will change the security operatives and judiciary and give a marching order to get everyone in the hands of the terrorists and kidnappers released. Make sure farmers will go back to the farms. ASU, go back to school. There must be a steady light and judiciary, legislative, executive to be on one page. No lawyer will defend any terrorist or kidnapper. Death sentence will taking them to court.
Okay.
All right. If I become president for 1 week, I will decentralize the Nigerian government and form the background of regional government. This message is from you. You said, what's up, Lagos? I'm 36 years of age. I hope one day the opportunity to
put... This one is sending us his manifesto.
Bros, it is well with you. God will help us all. All right, morning. Daniel from Alagbado, because it's my turn, I will pay for every sick person currently in hospital within that 7 days.
With which money?
He's the federal government money, so calm down, John. He's the president. And I will employ and pay international security to fight the country insecurity. Can they not dream? John says, good morning, Marianne and Stretch. What's up, Lagos? It's so obvious people are so much disconnected with governance based on what a person does if given the opportunity of being president. From the contributions so far, both the educated and uneducated have very little or no understanding of the constitution. What's involved is running the affairs of the government. Regards, Olumide from Ifakojai. Olumide, yes, we feel you. But this one says, if I am made president of Nigeria for 7 days, the following is what I will do. I will arrest all the corrupt persons in government, especially in the present government. I will arrest all monkeys, cows, termites, snakes, and all other animals that swallow our monies to vomit them immediately. This may be one of the reasons why the Naira is on the free fall to even the Ghana Cedi. I will immediately direct INEC to call results immediately after election and transmit electronically. Good morning, Info. Jude, if they give me opportunity to become president for Nigeria, bros, I tell them give the money to poor people.
Oh, come on.
What? He wants to sell his country. Come on.
That's not being patriotic. That's not even funny.
His own country. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm with him. Come on, what's up, Lagos? Make me the president for this nation for 1 week. The first thing I will do is look into all the things that is generating money for the nation, like oil. I will try to fish out the bad eggs in the area. Emmanuel from Agot Palace. This one says, I would embezzle my own money and jackpot Chooks from Ogudu. Chooks, God help you. Just keep your name there. Hello, Marian and Stretch. If I am president for 7 days, I'll first order a big cow of 1.2 million and call my guys to help do barbecue and as soon for me and my folks. I need to eat and get fat first before I face Naija wahala. I'll then sleep for the rest of the 7 days and leave office in peace and not in pieces. Victor from Ayobo. Victor, good morning, Naija Info. First of all, I will declare state of emergency. I will fix electricity. All Nigeria youths will be paid 50k per month. I will turn Nigeria from consumption to production. And finally, I will arrest myself. That's Mr. President.
Oh, after you've done all this, you now arrest yourself.
7 days as president, I will remove Malami and Emefiele. Okay, that's your 2-point agenda. Okay. Good morning. I will suspend the use of constitution with immediate alacrity and also close all the borders for us to settle our matters immediately. I did it for Magbara. That's the final one there. And I say, whew. Thank you, guys.
That was speed.
A rush. Yeah.
Speed. Well, 9 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Once again, it's What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And my name is Mary Anna Cone. Stretch in the building.
I'm right here.
Okay. Now, we did say that we're going to talk about something very serious here. Now, I know that at least 60% of the people who are listening to us have one way or the other borrowed money from a lending app. Okay, so we have them. Some of them are apps, some of them...
And it's very easy to borrow the money.
Very easy.
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You don't need to bring your father's land paper. Mm-mm. You don't have to, you know, put your house down as a collateral. It's it's this easy. So if you need money, in fact, they even send you text messages.
Yeah.
Do you want this? Do you want money?
Get
do you
get a loan in 10 minutes.
You know, and for me, I find those things ridiculous, but it works. Mm-hmm. It works. Now, the guest that we're going to be talking to was part of some investigation into how these lending apps trap poor people in Nigeria. My guest is a journalist. She's also the founder of Leader Network. Irene Ubani joins us live from Lagos. Irene, it's so good to have you join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Ann. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I can hear you. Stretch is also
Irene.
Here.
How are you?
Good morning, Stretch. I'm well.
Yeah, I like your complexion.
Thank you.
All right, Irene. I've read into, you know, the background and the story by, I think, David Ehundeyi and some other people who, you know, contributed as to how these loan apps have somewhat fleeced the average or poor Nigerian of his or her money. But tell us what your findings were and how you arrived at this.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary Ann. Actually, what led me to begin the investigation early last year was when I got a complaint regarding the fact that someone who I knew was owing about, over ₦1 million in loans. And then you're asking, how? Like, how exactly does this work? And when I checked, I realized that it's so easy, like Sketch said, to get this money from these guys. Like, you're not giving them, the only collateral, they claim that they are not asking for collateral, but then your integrity, your name is at stake. Everything that you stood for before you requested for that loan is at stake. So really, that is even a more detrimental requirement to borrow money. And the thing that what you're going to be disturbed for is, say, 5,000, 10,000. And these are like quick monies. You want money to quickly do something or maybe cook food for your family or something, you know. Yeah. And then most of these people who request for this loan, usually because they don't even have the collateral that the banks will ask for, so they'll just, you know, alternatively ask these other loan apps for the monies. They don't have a source of income. They don't have a stream of income. So when they borrow, it's usually tough for them to pay back. And so what happens is they now open another loan. They now access another loan app, borrow money from that loan app to pay the other loan app. And some of these loan apps, they all belong to one company.
Wow.
You know, I also did my investigation, checked. I had to pay, you know, CAC to get the documents of one of the loan apps that I investigated at the time, which was Cash, you know. And I realized that first it was owned by some Chinese guys, you know, under OPay, you know, because their emails were something at OPay.com, you know. And then, however, it's not wrong to set up a business as a foreigner here in Nigeria. But then what regulations are you putting in place?
Yeah.
You know, I went ahead, I realized I was not even owned by Nigerians. But then, so the people that actually disturb others, to pay their loans, their agent companies in Nigeria. Now, these ones are domiciled in Nigeria. And the way it works, they actually recruit a lot of youths. Because I had to even speak with one former agent. He said to me that it's the youth between the ages, between the age of, say, 29 to 32, thereabouts, that work for them. And in his company alone, there were about 200 young people that were taxed to do what? To just ensure that they retrieve money back from people that borrowed the money. Now, how did he? Because he told me that initially he did not start off with, you know, threatening people, asking them for their monies, putting their faces out and sending death threats to them as, you know, is a common practice. However, the Federal Competition Consumer Protection Commission is working on that. But it was a case of now their staple salary is 50,000. But the more people you can call and retrieve monies from, right? If you are able to get a certain number of people to pay back, then you can take home at least 100,000 or 50,000. So when you speak to some of the victims, they'll tell you that these guys call them. One man literally lost his marriage as a result of this loan app situation. You know, and it was a case of the young people that have been taxed to collect their retrieve money back. At the end of the day, sometimes it's how tough they come at you. Like, you have to pay. If you don't pay, we are coming for you. EFCC is going to. EFCC has nothing to do with these people. They are not in affiliation with these guys at all, you know, but they are coming firm and hard because day to day want to go home with a lot of money. I mean, if they have an opportunity to make 100,000 as against 50,000 or 150,000, they'll definitely go overboard, you know. And so I spoke with Mr. Tunde Irukere, or he's the CEO of the Federal Consumer Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, right? And themselves as well as other government agencies have actually been clamping down. And since I wrote the story, I made it, you know, I took ownership of it, you know, following up with what this agency is doing to ensure that these guys are clamped down. So far, Cash Cash, which I worked on, they've closed up. But then what we now realize, however, is these guys, because the government has also written to Google Play Store, where you find a lot of these apps that you can download, right? So what they now do is they've changed their names, or you can just go on Google itself and then you'll be able to download, but under a different name, you know. So now it's a case of the Federal Competition Consumer Agency, Competition and Consumer Commission, right? They are now also identifying these new apps that they are creating since they are clamping down. You know, it's technology, so you really can't fight tech, especially when it comes to cybercrime, you know. So like all of these things, they just keep rolling. But one thing I know for sure is I'm on it as much as the government is trying to be on it. And as the as Mr. Babatunde rightly mentioned, he did say that they were working on regulations. However, one thing that one of the agents said to me, even though he had left, he said that this is a very important part of the entire ecosystem, economic ecosystem of the country, because it's also sort of these loan apps, right? They are creating jobs for young people that otherwise may not have jobs. So instead of closing down the entire loan apps, that you really recommend that we, you know, said that the government works on regulations, policies that would guide these loan apps. And I mean, which made a lot of sense to me, which was part of the things that I recommended in my follow-up writing. And of course, I'm seeing that a lot of work is being done, but a lot of information should still go into awareness, making people aware of how these things work.
Okay, Stretch wants to ask questions. I have questions.
Okay, I'd like to ask this, because when you started this, you mentioned people that, because you don't have, you don't require collateral, someone takes money and they don't have a source of income, they don't pay, they probably never intended to pay, they take from another one. Is that not something that we should address, instead of, because if these things work, if you can get a loan without collateral and pay back, I mean,
we probably not have a problem.
Will this not be good for the economy?
Absolutely. So, as a follow-up report that I did, I actually spoke with the MD CEO of Peace Microfinance Bank, Judith Onyisi. And she told me, because I started to think of ways, possible ways in which we can make this more organized, you know, so that it's a win-win, you know, opportunity for everyone. And so she said to me that these loan apps can actually work in collaboration with microfinance banks, if they cannot work with like the large banks, because they actually host their money in banks. The one that I did, it was in one of Nigeria's largest banks by assets, you know. However, because the practices and the documentation that they needed to perform such transactions, they didn't have, the account was actually closed. And it housed a lot of millions of dollars, you know. So at the end of the day, she said to me that these loan apps can actually work with microfinance banks. The background checks, for example, here in Nigeria, I don't know if you know, but microfinance banks ideally should not even be asking for collateral before they give loans, right? And a lot of their customers are like pensioners. But when they realize the same situation that these loan apps are going through is what they were going through before, you know, which was they don't, people are not paying back, are collecting. And that's just the normal, if you allow, it's like free flow economy. If you allow people to do what they like, they can, you know, misuse and abuse an opportunity. Yes. So when you even, it's just... When you say to me that, oh, come and collect money, we're not asking for anything, something must have to give. Something has to give. Besides, if you're taking anything for free, because somebody else is paying for it.
True.
So she said to me, this loan app can work with them. They can do the entire background check of, do you think we should fund this person, we should give this person the loan, since they are also on ground, what are the terms and conditions we'll use in case the person does not pay back, you know, because this is something that microfinance banks have already experienced and they're already tackling. So this loan apps, since they are you know, quicker, because a lot of microfinance banks, their customers are pensioners and co. But now we see a lot of young people, and when I say young people, some of them even have businesses, and that's the funny thing, especially this, okay, let me take one of this. Okay, let's say someone who does like catering, you need a percentage of money to cook for your people that you are going to service, and then they'll pay you back the rest. If you don't have enough money, some of these people just reach out to these loan apps, collect money quickly. And guess what? Some of the people that are supposed to pay them the rest of the money after the job is done, they don't pay them back.
Yeah.
And so that kind of situation, once you don't pay the loan app when you're supposed to pay them, the interest starts to accrue.
Absolutely.
And then their interest is exorbitant. When I say it's high, it's crazy high. And I mean, Mr. Babatunde mentioned that they're also working on the fact that they need to regulate and have a more reasonable interest rate.
Yeah.
Because banks would not even ask people that. How can you be charging 1,000 naira every day if you do not for late repayments?
Oh, wow.
How many jobs gives you 1,000 naira extra?
I think they know the propensity, the likelihood of not paying is very high.
It's very high.
So that's where
they're... very high. I'm telling you that I know a girl that was so close to suicide. Her situation was the fact that, she had gotten admission abroad, and then she had gotten, let's say, 80% of what she was supposed to pay as her school fees and the likes, and she just needed 20% extra. Do you know she borrowed monies from about 5 different loan apps to fund the entire thing. But then the interest that was on it, she could not meet up. She was at the verge of committing suicide when she had to just open up in church to tell them, please, you people, I need your help, because this thing is literally driving me nuts.
Wow, this is...
It's a serious situation.
These are serious angles serious angles to look at. But there's also a matter of concern, a great concern. I'm sure that my listeners are also give a nod to this. The situation where my consent is not being sought, and then my contact, because it appears on someone else's contact list, is accessed, and then when this person is unable to pay, I start getting, you know, cold calls or messages that are unsolicited, and half the time the name of the person who they're making reference to, you hardly even know, maybe just because this person has your number, so these messages come to you. Did you by any chance ask why people's numbers are gotten by these loan companies without the consent of those people, only for them to get messages that are unsolicited because somebody's, you know, is unable to pay his or her loan?
Unfortunately, and I'm also guilty of that, really. Sometimes when you quickly want to access certain things, they just say, these are terms and conditions, these are policies. How many of us really take our time to read through all the terms and conditions and the policies
before you tap yes?
We just click because we want to move on to the next thing.
Let's get on with it.
But yeah, when you check these policies, these are some things that they've told you that they will do if you do not pay. You know, however, Mr. Tunde Rukere and his colleagues, right? They've also reached out to mobile service providers here in Nigeria to also clamp down as well regarding this. Because at the end of the day, why should I be getting cold calls from an agency that somebody else is owing, you know? But the unfortunate thing is, once people that owe these monies have your contact, and it's by random selection. Because I spoke to about two different people who used to work as agents in the loan collection agencies, right? They said, I asked them if they specifically check your call log or check your contacts to know the like top people and call them, you know. They said no, that they just randomly call anybody, send messages, and there are different ranks. That if you've owed for 3 to 5 days, that they may just be calling you casually. By the time it gets to 1 week, 2 weeks, they start to maybe send messages. Then by the fourth week, fifth week, they would now call, you know, and then get threats.
Rather extreme. But let me just read this message before we go on a break. One person said, I actually collected a loan from Cash Farm. He mentioned the name. Before due date, they sent my name, my picture, and tagged me a fraudster when it was not yet due date. Do they do this too?
Yes, they do. Yes. I spoke with a lot. I did a lot of survey. Oh my goodness, what the things I found. You know, some people sent me screenshots of their receipts of payments. And another thing that I noticed that they do, by the time you even pay, some of them, right? By the time you make payments and upload, it will take them a couple of days before they verify and confirm that you have paid. And for this couple of days, right, they are still charging you
interest.
Late repayment. Yes, interest, which should not be, you know. Okay. So a lot of regulation needs to come into this entire circle.
I mean, this is a very interesting conversation. I know Lagos wants to get in on it, but we have to go on a quick break. Irene Ubani is, of course, the founder of Leader. She's also a broadcast journalist, and she's joining us live from Abuja. We'll take a break. When we come back, the phone lines will be open. Bring your questions, bring your experiences. Let's talk.
All right, check your time. It's 11:29 and Irene is still on with us all the way from Abuja. And this has been very, very eye-opening for me, really. Mm-hmm. And for you out there listening, it did happen to me. If it happened to someone next to you, it could be you, all right? Mm. So we got more to talk to her about, but you too have to put your voice onto this. If you have anything to ask or comment or opinion to
share your experience.
0700-993-993-993. And if you are a woman, I think you guys will not call. The number is 01465-7190.
Join the conversation. We're talking about how loan apps have, one way or the other, fleeced poor Nigerians. And Irene, David Arinze is joining us live from Abuja via Zoom. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Hello, good morning. If that was you, apologies, call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up,
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
People are wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
You see, this matter on the ground now, I think the government has to stop it. It's very bad, madam. Do you know these people go to the estate to send my management, my picture, because of 3,005, when I've paid about 11,000?
Wow.
For the delay of just one day, they send my management, my MD, have to see the picture because from the contact.
Wow.
If the government just has to, they are helping, but it's too much. 1,000 per day. It's very bad, madam.
Hmm.
I think the government have to interrupt on this. I think it's not encouraging. It's not a good something. It's too embarrassing.
I get your point. Thank you very much for calling.
So that 1,000 a day is actually standard, right?
Yes.
And like, I still want to know how they do get contacts. It can't be random that they will call his MD. Do they get contacts on my phone? Do they get
my contact? Yes, they do. It's one of the things that you sign off on. Yes, and that's what Irene was saying.
Okay, so with the app, once I click that, they have access to contact to
your,
on my
contact
phone.
On your phone, yes, and that's why random people get access to these messages.
See.
So
you have contacts to your gallery. They have contacts to your phone. That's your number.
Wow,
that's why they have access to your.
That's
picture,
that's a serious invasion of privacy.
But you allowed it.
Yes. And sometimes they'll request for your BVN, and BVN is something that should not be shared at any point. And so they have access to your account at some point, and then you just realize that they're deducting money from your account.
No way.
That is crazy.
No way.
I had a couple of people they literally shared with me evidence of this.
Wow. Well, we're still taking your calls this morning. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio, walk away from it.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Amanda, calling from the Juleki.
All right, go ahead.
Anderson, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, we can hear you.
Go ahead.
Yes. I collected a loan from a company called D-Loan for 7 days. Before the 7 days, actually 7 days, they now sent my picture, my BVN number, my number with my picture to all my contacts, calling me sort of names. I'm a fraudster. I'm a thief. I'm on the run. I've committed cyber crime. For what? For how much? So the government should do something about these people. Government should do something about them. They are frustrating people's life.
Okay.
It's like destroying people's image. Please, government should do something about it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Still taking your thoughts. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's your name?
My name is Agnes. I'm calling from Magodo.
All right, Agnes, go ahead.
Agnes, go ahead, please.
I want to appreciate the lady that did this investigative report. We need more of such. Thank you for doing that job and for making this known. It is a very, very, very bad experience, and the government needs to step in urgently. I don't have a personal experience, but I know someone that got involved, and I think because of this 1,000 naira per day kind of thing, she eventually lost her job.
Whoa.
And her organization, just to save the situation, had to pay up. You know, you would find out that people are desperate and are frustrated. That's what leads them to this kind of thing. In the end, it complicates their matter.
Yeah.
So the government agencies need to step in urgently. Foreigners should not come into our land and operate this kind of scheme. It's completely illegal. It's wrong. The way, the manner they have gone ahead with it is terrible. So the government needs to do a lot more, and then enlightenment to the Nigerian people. That these things, they're not for nothing. So this, the work you're doing is great to create awareness. Don't get into this. When you click accept, 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 you open up everything for people to access your entire gallery, your phone contacts. It's wrong, and it's leading people to suicide.
Yeah.
Thank you for the great job you're doing.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. We'll take one more call.
And I should mention something.
Okay. Irene, I'll quickly get back to you, but let's take this last call.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Go ahead. What's your name?
Can you walk away from your radio, please? Walk away from your radio.
I just called a few minutes ago. I overheard him saying something that the government should do something about it. So I wanted to ask the caller, did the government ask him to go and borrow? So whatever measure they use to recover their money, so as long as government did not ask you to borrow, so you just have to, for the fact that you need the money and you borrowed, you use every means to pay back.
Okay,
that's my own contribution.
All right,
thank you.
But I'm sure that you do agree that for everything that is done, there has to be some rules and regulations that are within the ambits of the law and not, you know, outside.
Irene, you wanted to say something.
Irene, go ahead.
Yeah, I also noticed, because we were also doing a test run, myself and my team, during the investigation, and we realized that in order to actually download the app successfully and access their loans, right, you must accept. If you say, oh, you're accepting that they have access to your gallery, and then you do not want them to have access to your contact list, you won't be able to use the app.
Okay. Okay.
And banks also have a role to play as well, because these loan apps, for example, the cash that I worked on, the name of the company that was registered as a company in the bank was you Supercar Universal Limited, which had absolutely nothing to do with loan app collection.
Okay.
Wow.
So you find that some other, they use banks. Banks house these accounts. I don't want to start mentioning banks here, but banks also have a role to play. If they are giving this loan access to make use of their platform to conduct such fraudulent, in my term, fraudulent activities, then if they do not want to be seen as aiders and abettors of this crime, then they should also take precautionary measures. I recall when I called the compliance unit of one of the banks that, you know, I worked on, and they saw the activities of that particular, because I mean, I didn't have access to it because of their privacy policy and all. Yeah. And they saw the activities. The first time the man saw it, he said, oh, since the name of the company is Supercar Universal Limited, maybe somebody that actually collected money to repay for his car that he bought, and then the person is paying back. But that was not the case.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, this not just the government, banks also have a role to play.
So they're absolutely intentional by what they do. They plan it from beginning. They know what they're doing.
They
need a bank. They use a name for the bank. They use another name for the app.
And so the question is, if it were to be a transparent business, it would be the same name on the app that would be on the bank account. Mm-hmm. But then that's a totally different case.
And when the first company account was closed, do you know that I sent an email the same day to the same loan app requesting for a different account number? They had quickly moved their funds to a different account name.
Whoa.
Still under the same bank.
Wow.
What are we talking about here?
It gets interesting. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Kilo Shele.
Kilo Shele.
Good
morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Muiwa. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, Muiwa,
go ahead.
Yeah, what I just have to say is actually the loan app is helpful, very helpful. And what I would just say to Lagosians or Nigerians as a whole is that whenever they borrow, they should just try and return the money back, because out of what they collected, if they return the money, other people will still benefit from the money as well. I understand that things are not equal and things are not balanced in this country anymore, but we should try to avoid that 1,000 out of a thing. And as well, government too should help us to reduce the late payment, because truly is killing. It's not easy.
Yes.
For me, I really give glory to God. When I need loan, I get it and I pay it back.
Well,
if I pay the money back on time, other people will benefit from it.
Okay, so from what we're saying,
Muiwa,
want to add to this that thank you for calling. Some people have paid back and yet they get trolled. They get the same.
Yeah.
So it's not
like the man who had said he had just 3,000 naira left
and he had paid, but yet some of before they upload those 2 days, they give you hell. Like you've not paid, and just right get to the limit. So, but we thank you for what you've said anyway.
So people are asking that it be properly regulated. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Stretch to life.
About this discussion you guys are having,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
2 weeks ago, I borrowed money from these guys.
Okay.
I started with 5,000. I was paying the whatever till it generated to, they loaned me up to 30-something K, you understand?
Okay.
So to pay back like 40-something or 50-something K. So because I omitted to pay like a week and they called me, I told them, please give me like a few days to pay up. This guy started bombarding me, embarrassing me. They will call me with different numbers. And their customer care service are so rude. Mm. Like, I don't know, maybe they will go and bring all these village guests.
Mm-mm,
I don't even know. They don't have respect for people.
Mm-mm.
They will embarrass and talk to you anyhow. I marked down 2 numbers. But they do it. These people went to my bank and removed the money from a UBA bank with one app that I don't know. Online something. And today, I'm still battling with that UBA bank. Why would they allow somebody to withdraw money? They were telling me, maybe it's all these loan app people. Who gave them my PIN, whatever and everything?
Well, you gave them your BVN, I'm guessing.
They have my BVN, but they don't have my PIN. for my ATM.
Okay.
They remove 60 something instead of 40 something K.
Wow.
Okay. That was last year. That was why I stopped using UBA today. What I now did, those two numbers that do call me, that were embarrassing me, insulting me, calling me all sorts of names, I left them since that last year. I have their number and I don't see their pictures and everything. You know what I did? I know it's wrong, but I treat them like an animal.
No. So we don't allow for that to be done. As much as you want to, you know, deal with that issue, you can go about it in, you know, a different way.
Civil.
But I kind of understand where it's coming from. But so I just want to educate you. Once someone has access to your BVN, that person has access to your account. In case you didn't know this, they have access to Irene. Am I wrong?
Not just one account, all your accounts, because the BVN is what links all your accounts together.
Absolutely.
If you recall, that was a way, you know, that the government, that was an initiative the government came up with to curb fraudulent activities, you know, within the financial space at the time.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I think we have some messages. Let's just go to those messages and read them.
Okay, this one says, I don't want to mention my name. I collected a loan for my brother, 500K. Just the business had not paid as they agreed. Now, the due date is over by 2 weeks. I'm being threatened, and they said they'll report me and say they said they are saying so many things. I told them by the ending of this month I will pay them, but they're not listening to me. What do I do? That's their message.
Irene, that's the question.
Another one. WeCash loan app borrowed me 39K, asking me to pay 71K within 7 days, which I told them to allow me to return the money immediately. But they said I have to pay with interest. Now it increases by 5K daily.
Uh-uh.
Now the money has accumulated to more than 150K from 39,000 naira.
Wait, Irene, let's go back to that one. Irene, 35,000 naira to pay 70-something thousand. And they're saying 5,000 naira per day. How does that add up? What's the percentage like?
Usually, like I said, per day is supposed to be 1,000 naira, which is too high. Banks would not even give you an interest of that if you leave your money in a bank for a month or 2 months, you know? So, because I've literally started working, I've taken it as a burden upon myself to work with the government on this to ensure that as many of these loan apps are not regulated and causing so much hurt and pain for my citizens, you know. So you can always share with me via my social media accounts the names of these loan apps. I'll send it directly to Mr. Babatunde Irukere and they'll look into it, you know. And possibly if you also have the bank and the account in which you operate with, please share with me as well. Everything will be sent to Mr. Babatunde and his team. And I'm definitely sure that it will be worked on.
All right, we'll take your details.
Where there's no law, there's no sin.
Yes, that's true.
So,
yeah.
That's true. All right, let me read some more. This one says, loan apps have done more harm than good to the masses, right? I worked with the one I worked with, there were big frauds. They will give you 10K and ask for 15K in a week. That's astronomical. Government needs to work on this. And this one says, good morning and what's up, Lagos? Thank you for the guest. I'm a victim of paying penalty after paying before the due date. And this was not my fault. Maybe network, because I even sent them payment receipt, but they said the date doesn't matter to them. That they have a date that they received. The day they receive it is what matters. And so they forced me to pay the penalty. That is totally fraudulent.
Exactly. If totally I have a receipt and the totally payment
the name of the app, all these apps, if your guests, if the people who are sending you messages can also share the names of this app.
Please share the names of the apps. Share the names of the apps so that we'll escalate this. One says WeCash. There's one WeCash here. And there's another one here. The names are being written. This one didn't type out the name of the company. But just share the names of the app that you logged onto that did this to you. All right. Well, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please, are there any credible loan apps available? That's a good question.
That's a question.
Another person said Farm Credit. Another app is Farm Credit. FARM. Farm Credit. Another one says the name of the app is Migo. MIGO. So there are so many different names, and like she said, the ownership might be just one or two or three.
Migo. She said they're almost all connected.
Yeah.
But Irene, I think that the most important thing here is to put out your social media handle so people will come to your social media and give you that information.
My Twitter handle, Ubani Irene, UBANIIRENE. That's my Twitter handle. UBANIIRENE. That's for Twitter. For Instagram is Ubani.Irene. Same spelling, UBANI.IRENE.
All right, so simple. Yeah. Ubani Irene.
Yes, on Twitter.
And Ubani.Irene
on Instagram. Send her a direct message.
A message, good afternoon. All right, good afternoon, what's up, Lagos? My name is Paul. I think Marianne and Irene are wrong concerning the assertion that anybody with my BVN can access my bank account. That is not true. BVN is an identifier, not a key to enter your account. I speak as product manager and software engineer. So what happens when they take your BVN?
Yes.
How do they access the account? Somebody said they withdrew from his account just by him dropping the BVN.
His BVN.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's always that thing that your bank says, don't give out your BVN anyone.
Another person is asking, with all this we're doing here, are there any credible
loan apps?
Will you recommend any?
I don't make use of them. I can't recommend any at this point.
You should see how she's turning her head while she's saying this. So don't even dare.
She doesn't make use of
them. I'd rather go to a proper financial institution.
And get money.
You know,
but Irene, the reality is that going to a proper bank, like you said, even a small bank, you still need to give an arm and a leg to, you know, be able to get this money.
Does NDIC?
I think they are now becoming more. I recall doing I did a bit of research on what Access Bank, some packages that Access Bank has specifically, because that was the bank I, you know, checked on for loan policies and co. I know that they are not there are some certain there are some certain loans that you require. They are not asking for an arm and a foot, and I suppose that some other banks are also, you know, doing same, but I can't speak for them. But I know that if you check on Access Bank, they have a bit of ease to how you can access these loans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have let's see.
And then I think, as you also mentioned, regarding the BVN, right? Being one who has a background in ICT, you know, when CBN says to you, do not give your BVN to, you may think that people cannot access other information. What were the things that you shared with the bank when they asked you for your BVN? They literally asked you for your entire history. So who says to you that they cannot link the fact that you shared those other things with them and then gain access to your account? It may not be directly with, I think you probably need to speak with a proper tech person
who tell us how this works.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
Exactly.
All right, well, we have just about 10 minutes, but less than 10. So we'll take maybe two calls and then we'll allow Irene to wrap on this one. So let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, if that was you, apologies. Try and call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay. So the phone lines are jamming, Irene. Everybody's trying to call in. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Test tonight. Good morning.
Namikola, now you answer. All right. Welcome. What's your name, please?
Can I remain anonymous, I said?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you can, please.
Anonymous, how are you? You sound nice.
Okay. So I want to ask about this thing, right? I've been in a situation where I had to make we had to make decisions based on the fact that we had certain staff who, you know, who did this, and then they had their pictures and all that had been sent to the owners of the business and all that because, you know, and then those staff, it was more worrisome because they were in the finance department of the company. So it's like you're taking loans and you're owing these people. How do we trust that what you're doing with our own money? Do you understand? So my concern particularly is even how the telecommunication companies come into play in this as to how they get access to people's contacts through the apps or something. Because, you know, imagine that your boss gets those messages that they send and your picture and all that. It really was messy. I mean, thankfully, they did not let this. And then even when we had to call the staff said, oh, just like what many people had said, they had even paid the money back. but because they didn't get it on the due date, they had paid it on the due date, but because they didn't get a receipt or they hadn't acknowledged it on their own end or something like that, it really became messy. So my question one is the telecommunication people. Then I'm also worried about, you know, borrowing or collecting loan, sometimes it may become an addiction because there are some people who, and then another staff who continuously did this, like, you know, I mean, I know that the country is bad and people are borrowing one to pay the other. Mm. But then how do you explain borrowing, like, every day you're literally borrowing from, like, different apps. And when you look at it, you borrow from, like, 15, 20 apps.
What?
And then it becomes worrisome as a person. Like, what is really wrong? Does this person have an addiction? Is this person, you know, there's what's really going on? Is this person using the money for something else, drugs, all that? I mean, I'm a medical person, so that's why I'll think of that as well.
You're leaving your anonymous small, telling us everything.
You should join and link your voice now. We know.
But anyway, so let's just leave it at this for now. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. She's running scared now.
Yes.
Irene, would you like to just chip in on what she just described?
Yes, an addiction, literally, sometimes there are different kinds of addictions. This could just be one of them, you know, so we cannot even rule that out completely. That's a very valid point. And sometimes when, like she mentioned, one of the staff that actually went back again to keep borrowing and borrowing. Like I said when we just started, some of these loan apps belong to one organization. And I have proof of that, you know, because I spent money requesting for
I'm so sorry to talk over you, but we have to go. Time is not on our side. But then let's get your social media handle so people can come
Irene
there.
Irene Ubani on Twitter, Irene.Ubani on Instagram. I got you, girl.
Irene Ubani is the founder of Leader. She's also a broadcast journalist, and she did some digging into these loan apps that fleece poor Nigerians. Thank you once again, Irene, for coming when I called. I appreciate this.
Thank you, Irene.
My pleasure.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lagos, for being part of the conversation. My name is Mary Ann O'Cone. Follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. And
I'm right behind her. I'm the background, My name is Stretch Cool on Instagram. Stretch Original. Oh, Stretch Cool on Twitter. Stretch Original on Twitter, on Instagram.
Stretch doesn't know where
we have to run away. We have to run. All right.
We got to go. Thank you so much, Lagos, for being part of the conversation. We'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday with What's Up Lagos. Have a beautiful day.
We out of here.